Track 5, Flashback. This week is all about the life of actor Donald Pleasence. Another article taken from the Best of British magazine. Few actors have ever produced quite the menace that Donald Pleasence seemingly had hardwired into his nature. Born into a worksop railway family 100 years ago this month, a first glance at Pleasence, especially when playing quiet and mousy characters such as Colin Blythe, the gradually blinding forger in The Great Escape, might give no hint of the menacing mannerisms he could produce. When does quietly spoken become a menacing whisper? James Bond, allow me to introduce myself. I am Ernst Stavro Blofeld. They told me you were assassinated in Hong Kong. Yes, this is my second life. You only live twice, Mr. Bond. He has been described as one of the great screen villains, and one obituary said, master of low cunning and of sinister poise, a threat to anyone's peace of mind, his own as often as not. He specialised in conspicuous self-effacement, and if his roles happened not to be sinister or self-effacing, he made them so. His acting was decisive, distinct, disconcerting and dreadful in the sense that he filled with fascinated fear those who watched him. Despite his background and a brief sojourn as a railway clerk, then a Yorkshire station master, Pleasence demonstrated the same quiet fanaticism as many of his characters. He had appeared as Caesar in a school production of Caesar and Cleopatra and knew what he wanted to do. He continually wrote to theatre companies and was finally offered a job in Jersey as an assistant stage manager. Unfortunately, it was 1939, and after gaining a little experience, he relented on his stance as a conscientious objector after London was bombed and was drafted into the RAF. After 60 raids as a Lancaster bomber wireless operator, he was shot down in August 1944, ending up in Stalag Luft 1 until 1945. Here he honed his acting and producing skills. Like many of his generation, a plethora of opportunities was presented to him as theatre and films ground back into life after the war. After regional rep appearances, he initially appeared on stage in London in 1946. And his rise was meteoric. By 1951, he was on Broadway, performing Shakespeare in Olivier's company, and by 1952, he had played several small parts in films. It was his 1956 TV portrayal of Prince John in The Adventures of Robin Hood that introduced his ability to play villains to a wide audience. Filmmakers and filmgoers wanted more. Pleasence said, for a while, I wore a toupee because I thought it would help me get work, but it didn't. So eventually I threw it away and said, they'll have to take me the way I am. He played a sinister tramp in Pinter's The Caretaker on stage in 1960 and was to revive the part in 1991. And the role of Heinrich Himmler in The Eagle Has Landed in 1976. He played another servant to a dictator, Thomas Cromwell, in 1972, in Henry VIII and His Six Wives. Despite the fact that Telly Savalas and Max von Sydow also played the role in Bond movies, his 1967 interpretation of the scar-faced Ernst Stavro Blofeld in You Only Live Twice became the benchmark for Bond villains, and even the template for Mike Myers' humorous creation, Dr. Evil. Surprisingly, he replaced Czech actor Jan Wierich when the producers realised that he wasn't menacing enough at the last minute. As Blofeld's piranhas toothily demonstrated, this organisation does not tolerate failure. Pleasence said, I love playing the heavies like Blofeld. They're usually larger than life and are the characters that most people remember. Any review of Pleasence's career has to cherry-pick from his myriad appearances, as he simply never stopped working, being in demand right up until his death in 1995. He was in close to 150 films and around 70 British and American TV shows in his career. They included The Twilight Zone in the US and many British TV shows, such as Danger Man in 1960 and the Barchester Chronicles in 1982 with daughter Angela. He was known not to turn anything down, however trashy, and approached all roles with equal dedication. I make films for money. I never, ever watch them. Pleasance appeared in science fiction in Fantastic Voyage in 1996. I remember being amazed the first day I walked onto the shoot and saw these outsized sets that simulated the human body. I enjoyed that film because even though my character was the villain, I got to play him as a much gentler person. Of course, he richly deserved to be swallowed by the antibodies at the end. He made Escape to Witch Mountain for Disney in 1975, and in 1978 he continued a long association with horror films when he appeared in Halloween. He played the sinister Dr. Sam Loomis in four more sequels. He said, "I don't like horror films. I'm interested in them, but if there were three kinds of film playing across the road at my local cinema, the horror film would not be the one I would go to see. I do a lot of horror films because I'm asked to do them and I need to make money." Pleasance found time to record children's stories in the 1960s, the Tailspinners series, including Don Quixote and The Brave Little Tailor, and to do voiceovers including Lonely Water, a children's public information film about the dangers of open water. He wrote a book for children too, Scouse the Mouse, in 1977, which became a cartoon with Ringo Starr as the eponymous rodent. Pleasance was awarded the OBE in 1994 and died in 1995, aged 75. He seemed to have recovered from heart valve surgery when complications set in. He was at his home in Saint-Paul-de-Vence in France. He would have worked until he was 100, his agent said.